You yourself make us have the color of true Nam. O beautiful one, come near. Don't go away after coming near. This is Sanchi's Bhajan Suche Namada on page 134. Don't look at our bad qualities. Since we have come to you, protect our honor. Don't look through the paper of our faults. Open our eyes, which are closed. We have the pain of birth and death. Becoming a doctor, lift this disease. Come listen, O beloved Kirpal. Folding his hands, Ajay makes this prayer. You yourself make us have the color of true Nam. O beautiful one, come near. Don't go away after coming near. Abhajan on page 134.
Avisonia, Avisonia, Kolo di Javina tu langa passe, Suche namada, Sacha chada de rangeape, Avisonia, Avisonia, Kolo di Javina tu langa passe, Sade Bavalanatakave, Sade Bavalanatakave, Lada Lagia Diraka tu patave, Lada Lagia Diraka tu patave, Suche Namada. Sacha chada de range ape, Avisonia, Avisonia, Kolo di Javina tu langa passe, Leka sadan laguna havala folave, Leka sadan laguna havala folave, Pande ankia tu sadianu kolade, Pande ankia tu sadianu kolade, Suche namada, Sacha chada de range ape, Avisonia, Avisonia, Kolo di Javina tu langa passe, Suche namada, Sacha chada de range ape, Avisonia, Avisonia, Kolo di Javina tu langa passe, Sanyu jana mamarana da dukave, Sanyu jana mamarana da dukave, Panaveda roganu chukave, Panaveda roganu chukave, Suche namada, Sacha chada de range ape, Avisonia, Avisonia, Kolo di Javina tu langa passe, Suche namada, Sacha chada de range ape, Avisonia, Avisonia, Kolo di Javina not too long passe. Asuna kirta pala piare. Asuna kirta pala piare. Hatabana jaiva pukare. Hatabana jaiva pukare. Suche na. Cha cha da de rangi ape avisonia avisonia kolo di javina tu langa passe suche namada cha 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 da de rangi ape Avisonia, avisonia, kolo di javina tu langa passe.
You yourself make us have the color of true nam. O beautiful one, come near. Don't go away after coming near. The fall work day did not happen yesterday. Hoping for better weather, it will be next weekend, Saturday, November 8th. There is a sign-up sheet at the book table for people who will be able to help and will wish to stay for lunch. This first reading is from the book, The Light of Kirpal, a collection of question and answer sessions with Master Kirpal Singh. This is from February 1971 and was given the title Receptivity. Let your instrument be free of dust. And the first questioner asks, Master, if the sound is heard from the right side without putting the thumbs into the ears, should we still put the thumbs into the ears? And Master responds saying, the sound which is heard without plugging the ears is a gift to simply keep your attention engaged, the hearing of which would not allow any foreign effects to enter therein. But unless you close your ears and sit for hearing, that sound won't come from above and drag you into the beyond. That's the difference. Both have their own value. The first is to keep your attention. Some power is over your head. If you turn your attention to that sound, you will do all your work and not be affected by outward influences. It will act as a sheet anchor against negative effects. You will be air-conditioned. Do you follow this? That will be the effect of the sound which is heard without closing the ears. This will come in due course. Even if you are working, that will go on within. That is a sort of protection extended. That is God power. But unless you withdraw here by sitting, that sound won't be able to drag you into the beyond. That is the difference. And the questioner says, but sometimes if we hear the sound, it is much stronger without putting the thumbs into the ears. And Master responds, this comes because of the charging from the atmosphere where the Master lives. You cannot underrate this charging. You get it free, without any effort, without any payment whatsoever. The physical presence of the Master at the soul level cannot be underrated. You can have that charging even at a distance if you have developed receptivity. If you have developed receptivity, it will be just as if you are here. Where those are who have developed receptivity, the atmosphere will be charged with the sweet remembrance of the Master. There, where more than one man sits, he is there. and you can enjoy at a distance. If you have developed receptivity, you will become the mouthpiece of the Master. You will be talking, and the charging will be there. Because in the atmosphere, the words are then and there. Thought in the atmosphere will give you a boost. Now you can see the example of television. From hundreds and thousands of miles, you will have sound and see pictures. Sound is there already, is it not? You simply catch it. If you catch it, you will have that boost by receptivity. It is all there. You simply need an instrument to receive it from here, there, everywhere. If one wave of thought is there, that exists in the atmosphere, you can catch it. But if you do not have that developed instrument, it is difficult. So you can catch this like a radio instrument in your area. That thought wave exists there. You simply operate the instrument and receive. So how wonderful it is to develop receptivity. You become one with the Master. The same question may be put to the Master and the same question put to the one who is receptive. They will answer in the same words. Do you follow the theory in the right perspective? You have to develop receptivity, and receptivity develops when nothing remains between you and the Master, no other thought. If there is some dirt in your instrument, do you think that it will receive the message? All the same, even with difficulty there, the message is still going on. It is there. Master says, sit down, and you are intuned. Sometimes, because of reactions of the past, some people do hear the sound, and they don't know what to do further. They think they have disease with their ears, and have them treated medically. There are messages at different levels. The more you are intuned, let me explain in that way. The more fine are the things you can receive. Master speaks messages from the Most High. God speaks through him. But he is conscious of that lower level too. So he will also explain to others from their level. I am only telling you from the common sense point of view. You can develop receptivity. Have the same thought which occurs to the Master occur to you. I think I explained to you by parables, examples given to you to bring home these things. There were some portrait painters who came to another country and asked the ruler in charge for permission to paint a mural. One wall of the hall was given to them to do their work. The people from the same country came up to the king and requested permission to also paint a mural. So they put up a long curtain along the big hall so that they may not see each other's work. Those foreign painters were working very hard painting. The other side was doing nothing. When the painting was ready, the curtain was drawn, and to the great astonishment of the ruler, the very same painting that the foreigners had painted was on the other wall, even clearer, without blemishes. What have you done? We have done nothing. We have simply been rubbing the wall so that it may reflect. So if you develop receptivity, Master speaks through you. Only then, when nothing remains between you and him, that is being receptive. Just as an instrument which remains free from all dust, quite clean, will catch, this is spirituality. To influence others, invading others, reading others' minds, is no spirituality. Developing receptivity is a first step. Go on doing. Live. Transcend the three planes. This is not accomplished in one day. Regularity pays. Go on doing so that you become receptive, so that there remains nothing, no secret, no reservation between you and the Master. When you have love for somebody, do you have any reservations left? And then a disciple asks, should I show a letter I have with the charged names written in it to anyone else? And Master responds saying, you may show it to the initiates. Five names are given at initiation. You will find others will ask, what is in them? Why? Even if people know the five names, these are given in books, they are not charged. Charging helps. A further explanation of the five names already exists. An explanation of the five names is only for those who are initiated, not for others. God is explained in a scientific way of the one power which is working in all planes, called by different names according to their position. Just as the powerhouse is working here, the factory is there, the very connection is to the same one. That God power is one, called by different names on different planes according to those planes. The power that works on the first plane, highest plane, is truth, never dies away, never changes through dissolution or grand dissolution. That is called truth, Sat. Sat means truth. The same power which works in the second plane is devoid of cover, physical, astral, causal. The disciple comes to see that he is within me and I am in him. That is so hung. But merely feeling that way is a different thing. Saying so hung is a different thing. Similarly, the third is beyond physical, astral, and causal planes. Other planes go around in dissolution and grand dissolution. This is an explanation, but anyhow, this explanation will not help anybody outside. There's no imposition. I am simply putting before you a common sense way, so at least everybody will have something to grasp. Even if you know the meanings of the five names, how will it help you? Only the charging will help. These are the words which are charged. But there is nothing lost in nature. Any words Master uses has its effect, of course. They work as a sheet anchor against any negative effects inside. They will combat it. You ask, why do you use these and not others? Charging will help you. So these gifts come up of themselves, naturally, in due course. Having the man body gives you the hereditary right to have God's gifts. They are all for you. So as I told you, a strong man revels in his strength, and a weaker man wonders how he got it. Did he get it in one day? No. These practices are to bring you up to that level in due course. Even if intellectually you know everything, can it help you? If you know in the house of our Father there are great stores of this and that, everything is all right, there are so many workers there, but still with all that, how will it help you? These explanations are only for those who are entered into the intellectual plane. Otherwise, the same thing has to be done by everyone. Go and see for yourself if there is light or not. That's all right. In the beginning, you get a little boost. You get a little boost there which appeals to you. But that's not the end all. Make it a part and parcel of your life. This is your most important, very personal work, for which we cannot underestimate the value. I don't mean to say leave all work. Earn your livelihood and pay off those who have been connected with you by God, and work for it. out of 24 hours, give some time convenient to you. Make it convenient. You have developed intellectually, have you not? But what about your spiritual development? You have understood the necessity of it. How much time do you put in? Long years have been cut down by the master, I would say. You used to have to spend hundreds of years to come up above body consciousness by controlling the breath, by passing from one chakra to another, and then finally coming up to earn that. Now, the very first day you get something from the master. Is it not a great concession? He asks you to maintain it by self-introspection. Masters used to give only when the vessel was ready, first trying to make the vessel clean, which took years. And then, so you have got a great concession, you see. So sonship is there, and we have forgotten. That's all I can say. Further, when you go to your meditations, go jolly, fresh, buoyant, not brooding with a long face, very sad, as though burdens had been laid on your head. He is already within you. You are simply to turn your attention from outside. That's all. Nothing more. This is not to be put into you from outside. It is already there. How fond you become of one another. If you become as fond of that which you all, if you become as fond as of that within you already existing, just to see all sides, physical, intellectual, and spiritual. The spiritual side is not well attended, I would say. Not well attended, fully attended, as it should be. How much time do you put in for physical things? You have made fit for earning your livelihood, working long hours, here, there, everywhere. Intellectually, you have read through books at the feet of teachers, and you have come to wonderful inventions. But how much time have you put in? If any well develops in there, you have to dig it and go on digging. If money is deposited in your name in the bank, you would have to go to the window. You'll have more as you withdraw daily. Just withdraw from outside. See it. No philosophy required. No inferences to be drawn. Just see it. Of at least that much you are sure. There is light. Now you see that what the scriptures say is all right. There is light. If you believe only that much, that there is light within you, then I think you should also believe what further things they have to say. Seeing is believing. Only believe as much as you see. When you see further, you will believe further. Just hear what he says. If the first thing has become true, then the other things will also become true. These are being explained to you in a very scientific, very common sense point of view. I think that at least appeals to everyone with your background. Let your instrument be without any dust, any foreign dust on it, so that it can receive. So that's all I have to say. You come here. Don't have a long face. Go jolly. To be jolly does not cost you anything, does it? To have kind words and to be buoyant and fresh and open. All right. God bless you all. And this next reading is a question and answer session with Sanchi that took place in October of 1981 in Rajasthan. And this was printed under the title, Only the Fortunate Ones Obey. And the first questioner says, working at Master's ashrams in America, I feel a lot of grace in serving the other satsangis. And I'm wondering what value, and then there's a note that says, The tape quality was quite poor, and the questioner was asking about the relative value of seva and meditation. And Sanchi responds saying, both things, meditation as well as seva, are valuable in their own places. We should take advantage of any seva we can do. Many dear ones do not want to do seva because they say that they feel that it is easier to meditate than to do seva, so they do not take any part in the seva. But when they sit for meditation, they feel that the seva is easier for them to do, and then they again come back to seva. So their minds play such tricks on them, and they cannot take any advantage from either seva or meditation. You know that in almost all the ashram schedule there is time for meditation as well as time for seva. We should try to take part in both things. We should meditate as well as do seva, because both things have their value. There was an initiate of Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj whose name was Bhai Mana. He did not want to do any seva. Moreover, he was not even interested in meditating. And whenever the dear ones would tell him, now it is time for you to do seva, he would say, why should I obey my equals? Why should I obey my Guru Bhais, my brothers in faith? I don't want to obey you. And whenever the time for meditation would come, Bhai Mana would think about doing the seva because he was not interested in meditation either. When his Guru Bhais would tell him that he should meditate and not think of doing the seva, again he would get upset. And he used to say, why should I obey you? You are my equals. You are not my master. Why should I obey you? So the other initiates were very upset by this behavior of Bhai Mana, because he was neither doing meditation, nor was he doing any seva. So they complained to Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj, who called Bhai Mana and asked him why he was not doing his meditation or taking any part in the seva. Bhai Mana replied, Master, if you tell me to do anything, I will do it. I don't want to obey my brothers. I don't want to obey my equals. Who are they to order me? If you give me any specific order, only then I will do that work. Guru Arjan Dev Ji knew the inner condition of that initiate, because masters know everything of our mind, of our within. And Guru Arjan Dev Ji knew that he would not obey even the words which came directly from the master. So he told him, okay, if you don't want to meditate or do seva, then do one thing. Go out of this village, make a fire, and burn yourself in that fire. When Bhai Mana heard this order at once, he said, okay, master, whatever you say, I will do that. But in his within, he was thinking, let me start to leave the village. But master is so gracious that he will call me back, and I will not have to obey this order either. But Guru Arjan Dev did not call him back. He let him go. In front of the other people, Bhai Mana went out of that village, but nobody came to call him back. So he collected some wood and started a fire, but he was so afraid to jump in that fire that he was not ready to obey the order of the master, even though he had told the master in front of so many people that he would obey him and burn himself in that fire. Sometime later, a thief came, who was being chased by the police, and when he saw that a fire was burning, and there was a man standing there thinking what to do, he asked him, brother, what is this fire, and what are you doing here? That initiate told him that he was an initiate of Guru Arjan Dev, and then he told him the whole story. The thief said, okay, brother, if you don't want to obey your master, why don't you give me those words of the master, and I will carry them out. I will obey the orders of the master, and you take the wealth which I have, and you go and live happily. This was what Bhai Mana had wanted. He wanted some excuse, and the excuse was there. He didn't obey the order of his master, and he took the wealth and went away. The thief took the orders of the master and jumped in the fire, and he got liberation. After some time, the police, who were looking for the thief, came, and they found Bhai Mana, who had all the wealth stolen by that thief. You know that whoever has the stolen things is called a thief, And because of that, Bhaimana was imprisoned and he was punished. So because of not obeying the orders of the master, because of not taking any interest in doing the meditation and taking part in the seva, Bhaimana had to go to prison. And then he repented. But what can be done if you don't obey the master? Someone else asks, do saints carry out the orders of their master without necessarily knowing why they're doing it? And Sanju responds saying, I have served in the army, and there is a rule there that whatever order you have been given, it is your duty to carry out that first. And if you have any questions or complaints about it, you have the right to ask only after you have first done your work. In Sant Mat also, the same principle applies. In the path of the masters, whatever order you get from your master, it is your duty first to carry that out. And if you have any questions or complaints, or if you want to say anything about that order, you should say that only after you have carried out the order. We should start doing the work even before the master finishes giving his orders. And if we have any complaints or questions, we can come later on and ask the master. Because master never gives useless orders. He tells us to do only those things which are beneficial for us. Hafiz Saab, a great poet, said, if your master orders you to wash your prayer mat in wine, you should not hesitate in doing that. He said that no doubt for a satsangi it is not a good thing even to touch wine, but if your master is telling you to wash your prayer mat, sitting on which you do your meditation, in wine, you should not hesitate to do that, because master knows what he has told you to do, and he is responsible for your every action. So that is why it is your duty to obey whatever master has told you to do. When Hafiz Saab spoke these words, the Orthodox people were all against him, and they said, why have you spoken such words? This is against our religion. Why should a devotee of God wash his prayer mat in wine, which is not a good thing? You should give us an explanation, or we will throw you out from this community. In those days, justice was in the hands of the qazis, the Muslim priests. So one qazi went to Hafiz Saab and asked him to explain what he had said. Hafiz Saab said, well, I don't have any explanation for this statement, but if you want to know what I meant, you should go and meet a certain fakir who lives far away from here on top of a mountain. So the qazi went to that fakir. The fakir was busy in his work, and the qazi asked him to explain to him the meaning of the statement which Hafiz had made. The fakir replied, well, I don't know what to tell you. I don't have any explanation for you, but you will get your answer if you visit a certain prostitute in the nearby town. The qazi was surprised, because one saint was sending him to a fakir, and the fakir was sending him to a prostitute. But still, because the qazi was a good soul and he wanted to know the meaning of Hafiz's saying, he decided to go and visit that prostitute. When the qazi came to that city, he went to the prostitute, but at that time the main prostitute was not in her place. The others thought, a good customer has come, and so they prepared a young lady and sent her to the qazi. The qazi was very old, and he was very surprised to see that the young lady did not smile or act like a prostitute. He thought, if she was a professional prostitute, she would have smiled at me, and she would have come and hugged me, and she would have tempted me. But she looks like a good soul. She is a very young lady, and she also looks sad. Let me ask her who she is. The qazi asked that young lady, dear daughter, don't be afraid. Tell me who you are. You don't look like one of the professional prostitutes. Tell me who you are. That young lady started crying and she said, well, I don't know. I was very young when some people kidnapped me from my village. They have brought me up, and today is the first time that I have come to face a customer. I don't know what punishment I am going to get in the court of God for this bad deed. I don't know in which fire of hell God will burn me, because up until now I have lived a pure life, a chaste life, and I am not at all interested in doing this thing. These people are forcing me to commit adultery with you." The Qazi showed some interest in that young lady, and he asked her more about her past life. He asked, "Dear daughter, do you remember the name of the village where you used to live?" She replied, "No, I don't remember exactly the name of the village, but it was called something like this." And when the Qazi heard the name of that village, he was surprised, because that was the name of his own village, and long ago he had lost his daughter. So he showed more interest in her and asked, "Do you remember on which street you used to live?" She replied, "No, I don't remember it exactly, but I think it was something like this." And then when she said that, the Qazi realized that she used to live on the same street that he once had. So again, his interest grew, and then he asked her, "Do you remember the name of your father?" She said, "No, I don't remember the name of my father, but he was called something like this." And that was the name of the Qazi himself. When he realized that she was nobody else but his own daughter, he embraced her and brought her back to her home. But before going back, he went to the fakir and said, "Yes, now I understand the meaning of the statement made by that saint." And finally he went to Hafiz and told him, "It is true that in the beginning we people don't understand you. When you said that we should wash our prayer mat in wine, but now I understand. I realize that you wanted me to meet my daughter, whom I had lost long ago. I am very grateful to you. Now I know that whatever the saints say has meaning behind it, and we should not hesitate to obey the orders of a saint. Even though in the beginning it may seem foolish, we should not hesitate to carry out the orders of the master. Even if we don't know the meaning of the order, still we should carry out that order." The meaning of telling this story is that whenever you get any order from the master, whether you know if it is beneficial for you or not, even if it goes against your wishes, you should obey it. Because master is responsible for us, and he knows what is best for us. He is responsible for us. That is why we should always obey the orders of the master without making any complaints and without asking any questions until we have done the work. But the problem is that our mind is standing between us and the master. Whenever we get any orders from the master, our mind presents many arguments, and he does not let us carry out the orders of the master. So whenever you get any order from the master, you should not let your mind stand between you and the master. You should carry out that order, because whatever master has told you is good for you, and if you will obey him, you will definitely get good results from it. Once Guru Nanak Sahib thought, "Let me see if there is any dear one in the Sangat who obeys me." He took some of his disciples and put all of them to the test. You know that the heart of the one to whom the master has to give the responsibility of all the souls should be pure. Master first prepares that heart, and only then he fills it. So Guru Nanak Sahib once took some of his disciples outside, and on the way they came across a dead body. Guru Nanak Sahib stopped all his disciples and said, "Well, is there anybody who will eat this dead body?" Nobody obeyed him. Nobody said yes. But then when Guru Nanak Sahib said to Bailena, "Bailena, what about you?" Bailena, who later became Guru Angad, said, "As you wish, master." And then he started going around the body. Guru Nanak Sahib asked him, "Well, what is the matter? Why are you going around the body? Why are you not eating the dead body?" He replied, "Master, I'm just trying to figure out from which direction I should start eating this dead body." So Bailena was ready to obey the orders of the master, and with his grace, Guru Nanak Sahib turned that dead body into prasad. And then the other people also felt bad. They were very embarrassed that they didn't obey the orders of the master, and they repented. But Bailena, who did not hesitate in obeying the order of the master, got everything from him. Another time, when Guru Nanak Sahib was walking with his sons and some of his disciples, there was an empty bowl in the dirt, and Guru Nanak Sahib wanted that bowl. He told his sons to go and get that bowl out of the dirt. But they were dressed in white clothes, and they didn't want to get their clothes dirty. So they said, why don't you order your other sevadars? There are so many people who can do this work. When Bailena heard that, he at once went in the dirt and brought out that bowl, and as a result of always obeying, he became the favorite of Guru Nanak. You can read the history of any saint, and you will find the same thing, that only those who obey the orders of their master and molded their lives according to the instructions of the master got everything and became successful in their path. I have said this many times, that when I used to go to Baba Bishandas, he used to mistreat me. He used to slap me. Whatever salary I used to earn in the army, I would bring that and give that to Baba Bishandas. And whatever I used to get from my farm, I used to bring that also to the feet of Baba Bishandas. And in return, he always used to abuse me. He always used to slap me, but I did not get upset at him. Just imagine, if I had gotten upset at him, if I had said, well, I am giving you so many things, and what am I getting in return? I would not have become his disciple, and he would not have given me anything. You know that because I did not complain and did whatever he wanted me to do, he gave me everything he had at the time of his departure. He did not hide anything from me. You know that many great people used to live around Master Kirpal. Great kings, very learned people, politicians, and many other people used to live around Master Kirpal. They all wanted to take advantage of being around the Master, because Master was very popular, and many politicians and many great people used to come to him. At that time, he told me that I should sit inside the room and I should meditate. He said that I should not come out. There was no need for me to go and attend any conferences. It was very difficult to obey that order, because who does not want to be praised and who does not want to be known in the world? Everybody who was around the Master tried his best to show other people that he was a very close associate of the Master, that he was very intimate and very close with Master Kirpal. At that time, the mind plays such tricks that nobody wants to sit for meditation when other people are being praised and are brought into the limelight. But those who always obey the orders of the Master, only they gain a lot. If the Master says that you should close your eyes, and if instead of closing your eyes you say, well, will you give me something if I close my eyes? It means that you are not a true disciple of the Master, because you do not have any faith in the Master. But if quietly you close your eyes and let Master do his work, you will get a lot from the Master. You know that Master told me to close my eyes to the world and do my meditation. He told me, you do not need to open your eyes. Whenever I want, I will come and make you leave off meditation. And I did that. And because of the grace of the Master, which I earned through that work, you know that all the prophecies which were made by Master Kirpal are coming true. He said that people will come from far away to see me, that they will make me fly in the air, and that the fragrance from me would reach many people. Only because of the obedience to his commandments, all his prophecies are coming true. And whatever is happening now is all happening because of his grace. I had never been to Delhi. I had never gone to America or England, and I didn't know anybody. I didn't even know Papu's family. But you know that it is all because of the words spoken by the Master that people from different parts of the world are drawn to Rajasthan and they all are coming here. Kabir Sahib says, even if you meditate sitting underground, the fruit of it will be manifested in the sky and you will become famous all over. Guru Arjan Devji Maharaj says, the devotee of God who remembers him 8 watches a day, meaning continuously, does not remain hidden. He becomes well known all over. Mahatmas tell us that if you want to be successful in Santmat, first of all, you obey the orders of your master. Dear ones, if you want to please your master, you have to create the longing within you. You will have to cut the grass, and you will have to give pain to your body. You will even have to carry a basket of mud on your head if you want to please the master. We can enter the world of love only when we cut off our head and place it on our palm. We can go through the narrow street of love only if we finish ourselves. Master does not give any wrong orders. He does not say any useless things. You should know that Master gives his full attention only to those whom he wants to give something. Many people in the Sangat sit in front of the Master, but when Master says something, only the fortunate ones obey his words. The other people just keep sitting there without responding to anything which the Master is saying. Many people in the Sangat were sitting in front of Master when he said that those who want to see God should raise their hands. Many people raised their hands. Some even raised both their hands. And then Master told them to close their eyes. Everybody closed their eyes except me. So they complained to Master that I was not closing my eyes. When Master asked me, I said, well, you said that those who want to see God should close their eyes. But what if one can see God without closing his eyes? I know that my Master is my God, and when I am seeing you with my open eyes, then why should I close my eyes? Master was very happy with me, and he said, yes, you have understood my secret. Not everybody can obey the orders of the Master. Only he who has a heart of iron can obey the orders of the Master. Master is equally gracious on all. He is equal for everybody, and he wants to give the same thing to everybody. But it also depends on the receiver. Master also used to say that the giver has no problem. All the problems are with the ones who have to receive. I have often said these words. Why am I so grateful to my Master Kirpal? Why do I always sing the songs of thankfulness and gratefulness to him? For this reason only. Suppose that you have lost a lot of gold, that you have a lot of gold in your home and you are not able to find it. If someone comes to help you, and with his help you are able to take out that gold and lead a comfortable life, whom will you thank? You will definitely thank the person who came to help you and who helped you find that gold, because you already had the gold, but you did not know where it was lying. In the same way, God was already within me, but I did not know how to manifest him. I did not know how to realize him. I was separated from that God long ago. I don't know how many ages I spent without realizing him, how many lives I spent without realizing him. But when Master Kirpal came to me, he helped me to realize that God, who was long separated from me, and he made me realize that God, who was very much within me, but I was not aware of him. So whom should I thank? That is why I always thank my Master Kirpal, who helped me to realize God, because God was already within me, but it was Master Kirpal who helped me to realize him. And the tape we're hearing, this is the conclusion of a question and answer session that took place with Sanchi. Sanchi was asking, answering a question about children, and then there's a bhajan talk. We're very close to the end of the question and answer session.
ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਤੋਂ ਹੀ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਦੀ ਅੱਛੀ ਨੀਂਦ ਰੱਖਣੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ ਹੈ ਮਾਤਾ ਪਿਤਾ ਉੱਪਰ ਜ਼ਿੰਮੇਵਾਰੀ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਮੈਂ ਕਈ ਦਫ਼ਾ ਸ਼ੇਖ ਫਰੀਦ ਦੀ ਕਹਾਣੀ ਦੱਸਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਉਹਦੀ ਮਾਤਾ ਦਾ ਉਸ ਤੇ ਕਿੰਨਾ ਅੱਛਾ ਅਸਰ ਹੋਇਆ ਸੀਗਾ ਆਖਰ ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਰੂਪ ਹੋਇਆ
The parent should lay a very strong foundation for the children right from the beginning, right from their childhood. And I hope that the parents will attend to their responsibilities which they have towards the children. Often in the satsangs I have told you the story of Sheikh Farid, that how he was impressed and affected by the devotion and by the goodness of his mother, that he himself became a devotee and he did his devotion and later on he became a perfect master.
ਹਾਂ ਬਾਈ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਦੀ ਤਰਫ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪ੍ਰੇਮ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਉਦਾਹਰਣਾ ਬਣ ਕੇ ਪੇਸ਼ ਆਉਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਹੈ
ਦੈਰ ਇਜ ਸੋ ਮਚ ਮੋਰ ਵਿਚ ਆਈ ਕੈਨ ਸੇ ਔਨ ਦਿਸ ਸਬਜੈਕਟ ਐਂਡ ਇਟ ਇਜ ਨੈਵਰ ਇਨਫ ਵਟ ਐਵਰ ਆਈ ਸੇ ਵਿਲ ਨੈਵਰ ਬੀ ਇਨਫ ਆਈ ਕੈਨ ਓਨਲੀ ਸੇ ਦਿਸ ਆਈ ਕੈਨ ਓਨਲੀ ਸਮਰਾਈਜ਼ ਦਿਸ ਇਨ ਵਨ ਸੈਂਟੈਂਸ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ that very lovingly we should become a good example for our children. We can sing the bhajans now.
Ni jane ta bhagat jan yaan data jan sur nahi ta janni vaaj rahe te kahe gawae noor sanu ਬੱਚੇ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਖੂਬੀਆਂ ਜੈਸੇ ਕਿ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਪਰਨੀਆਂ ਚਾਹੀਦੀਆਂ ਹੈ ਨਹੀਂ ਤਾਂ ਕੋਈ ਫਾਇਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ ਬੱਚਾ ਪੈਦਾ ਕਰਨ ਦਾ ਬੱਚਾ ਪੈਦਾ ਕਰਨ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸੋਚਣਾ ਪਏਗਾ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਮੇਵਾਰੀ ਨਿਭਾਵਾਂਗੇ ਬੱਚਾ ਪੈਦਾ ਕਰਨਾ ਕੋਈ ਗੁਨਾਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਗਾ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਜਦੋਂ ਸ਼ਾਦੀ ਸ਼ੁਦਾ ਜੀਵਨ ਹੈ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਕਿਸੇ ਵੀ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਗੁਨਾਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿਹਾ ਗਾ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਸਵਾਲ ਉਹਦੇ ਪਾਲਣ ਪੋਸ਼ਣ ਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਜ਼ਿੰਮੇਵਾਰੀ ਸਾਡੇ ਤੇ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਹੈ
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਹੈਡ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਇਫ ਅ ਮਦਰ ਵਾਂਟਸ ਟੂ ਗਿਵ ਬਰਥ ਟੂ ਐਨੀ ਚਾਈਲਡ ਹੀ ਸ਼ੁਡ ਬੀ ਅ ਡੈਵੋਟੀ ਔਰ ਅ ਗਿਵਰ ਔਰ ਅ ਵਾਰੀਅਰ ਇਫ ਸ਼ੀ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਪ੍ਰੋਡਿਊਸ ਸੱਚ ਅ ਚਾਈਲਡ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਬੈਟਰ ਫਾਰ ਹਰ ਟੂ ਰਿਮੇਨ ਚਾਈਲਡਲੈਸ ਨੋ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਹੈਜ਼ ਐਵਰ ਸੈਡ that there is anything wrong in having the children. But before having the children, we should think that what qualities we want to put in our children and how we can do that. Because when we are married, there is nothing wrong in having the children. All the masters have said that when you are married, there is nothing wrong in having the children. But you have to develop all these qualities within your children. If you cannot do that, there is no use of having children.
Guru Ramdas ji kehnde hai jin har hirde naam na vasyo tan maat ki jay har vanja naam di taraf acha hi bachcha aayega achhiyan hi aatma honiyan mata pita agar naam di taraf lagge hai bacche vi usse paase jaange to Guru Ramdas ji kehnde hai ke aisi maa ਜਿਹਦਾ ਬੱਚਾ ਅੱਛਾ ਨੀ ਗਾ ਭਗਤੀ ਨੀ ਕਰ ਰਿਹਾ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਤਰਫ ਨੀ ਆ ਰਿਹਾ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਉਹ ਮਾਤਾ ਵਾਂਝ ਕਿਉਂ ਨਾ ਬੈਠੀ ਰਹੀ
ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਬੈਟਰ ਫਾਰ ਅ ਮਦਰ ਟੂ ਰਿਮੇਨ ਚਾਈਲਡਲੈਸ ਇਫ ਹਰ ਚਾਈਲਡ ਡਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਹੈਵ ਅ ਹਾਰਟ ਇਨ ਵਿਚ ਦ ਨਾਮ ਆਫ ਲਾਰਡ ਇਜ਼ ਮੈਨੀਫੈਸਟਡ ਓਨਲੀ ਦੈਟ ਚਾਈਲਡ ਵਿਲ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਦ ਪਾਥ ਆਫ ਦ ਨਾਮ ਹੂਜ਼ ਪੇਰੈਂਟਸ ਆਰ ਆਲਸੋ ਫਾਲੋਇੰਗ ਦ ਪਾਥ ਆਫ ਦ ਨਾਮ ਐਂਡ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਆਰ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਨਾਮ and those who have manifested the Naam within them. So Guru Ramdas ji says that it was much better for a mother not to have a child if she herself was not doing the devotion of Naam, and if she was not going to develop or manifest this quality of doing the devotion snap within the heart of her child.
Maharaj ji kehnde hunde sige ke sant mat kairan da nahi bohi dalan da nahi ke surmya bahadran da hai apne aap nu sudharan da mat hai.
Master Kripal used to say that the path of the master is not the path of the cowards. It is the path of the warriors and the brave people, because this is the path of self-improvement.
We all know that the surma aadmi hi madane jang mein jeetta hai. Kair di kade jitni hundi thi, sant mat san saadiyan zimmewariyan to lambe nahi jaan dinde ge. Oh kehnde ke zimmewariyan jo vi sanu prabhu di tarfo miliyan han, ohna nu nibhauna saada pehla farz hai. सूरमे ही इस मैदान दे विच जिद्दे है, थानू पता ही है कि किस तरह पांच डाकू पांच चोर साडे शरीर दे अंदर इस मैदाने जंग दे विच काल दे नतारे हुए है, खड़े कीते हुए है. प्यारे कोई सूरमा ही आदमी इन्हां दे नाल संघर्ष करेगा और सूरमा ही जितेगा. आप प्यार ना कहंदे है कि सतगुरु ने सानू शब्द धुन दे नाल लैस कीता है, उहदा पिछ ते दया भरिया मेहर भरिया हाथ सदा ही सेवक दे सिर दे उत्ते हुंदा है. ओ इहना नाल जंग करन वास्ते ही सत्संगियां नू मिलदा है. ओ नहीं चाहुंदा कि मेरे किसे भी सत्संगी दी इस मैदाने जंग विच हार होवे. ओ चाहुंदा कि इह बहादुर बन सूरमे बन. सो प्यारे हो, अगर असी बहादुर बनांगे सूरमे बनांगे इन्हां पंजां डाकुआं दे अगे कदे भी हार नहीं मनांगे, हथियार नहीं सिटांगे, बल्कि मजबूत होके गुरु दी दया लेके गुरु दी मेहर लेके खड़ांगे.
वी नो दैट ओनली अ ब्रेव वॉरियर कैन विन इन द बैटल फील्ड. द कावर्ड्स कैन नेवर हैव अ विन इन द बैटल फील्ड. ओनली द ब्रेव वॉरियर्स दोज हू हैव गॉन देयर टू फाइट विद ऑल देयर ब्रेवरी विल विन in the battlefield. we have been sent in this world, and this is like a battlefield. The meditation is like the battlefield which we have to do, and here we have to fight with the five dacoits, this lust, anger, greed, attachment and egoism. They are like the warriors of the negative power which he has sent in this battlefield, and we have to fight with them. Masters never tell us that we should not attend to our responsibilities. They always say that whatever worldly responsibilities you have been given, you should attend to those, but also you should do your meditation. You should be like a warrior in this battlefield, because in this battlefield you have to fight with these five passions which are sent by the negative power. But you are not alone in the battlefield. You have been armed with the weapons, with the arms of the Shabdhun by your perfect master, and his gracious, his mighty, supportive hand is always on your head, and he is always encouraging us to continue this battle, have this fight with our mind. And he gives us so much courage and so much support, because he does not want that his disciples or his children should lose in this battle. And that is why he is always telling us that we should become like the brave warrior and we should fight our mind. So dear ones, if we will become the brave warrior, we will never surrender ourselves to the mind, and we will always remain like the brave warrior, and then we will always enjoy the grace and the support of the Master. Please, only those dear ones who have not yet got the opportunity to sing should try to raise their hand. We should let these dear ones sing the bhajans.
Jinnah jaruri satsang da samjana hai, jede si e bhajan prem pyar na bolde hai, ena niya lai nanu, ena niya tokanu di, utna hi jaruri hunda samjana. ਕਿ ਇਹ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਕੀ ਕਹਿ ਰਹੀਆਂ ਹਨ, ਸਾਡੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੀ ਕਮੀ ਹੈ, ਗੁਰੂ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਕਿੰਨੀ ਤੜਫ ਤੜਫ ਹੈ ਸਾਡੇ ਦਿਲ ਅੰਦਰ। ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਨ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਸ਼ਾਹ ਹੈ, ਅਸੀਂ ਗਰੀਬ ਹਾਂ, ਉਹਦੇ ਦਰ ਦੇ ਮੰਗਤੇ ਹਾਂ, ਔਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਨਿਰਬਲ ਹਾਂ, ਪਾਪ ਕਰਨ ਦੀ ਜਨਮਾਂ ਜਨਮਾਤਰਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਆਦਤ ਪਈ ਹੋਈ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਹੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਡੇ ਉਹ ਪਾਪ ਛੁਡਾ ਦੇ, ਸਾਡੀ ਉਹ ਪਹਿੜੀ ਆਦਤ ਛੁਡਾ ਦੇ। ਇੱਥੋਂ ਮੰਗਣ ਵਾਲੀ ਚੀਜ਼ ਇੱਕੋ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਤੂੰ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜੋੜੀ ਰੱਖ, ਸਾਡਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਗੁਨਾਹ ਕਰ ਕਰਕੇ ਜਨਮਾਂ ਜਨਮਾਤਰਾਂ ਦਾ ਕਾਗਜ਼ ਹੈ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਪਾੜ ਦੇ।
Dear ones, as it is important for us to understand the satsang, in the same way, it is equally important for us to understand every single line of the bhajan which you sing. Because in these bhajans, it is written that we are the feeble one, we are the very poor one, you are the emperor, you are great, you are gracious. And we have been in this habit of doing the sins in our all the past lives. And whatever sins we have done, and whatever is written in the account of our life, you please tear up that paper. What are the things which we should ask from the Master? We should ask only the Naam from the Master, and we should always go on praying to the beloved Master for his grace and for his mercy.
Kul Malik Param Pita Kripal De De Nenu Mauka Milda Reha Pajan Bolan Da ਉਹ ਬੜੇ ਗੌਰ ਨਾਲ ਸੁਣਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀ। ਕਈ ਦਫ਼ਾ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਪਾਣੀ ਵੀ ਟਪਕ ਪੈਂਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਸੀ, ਵਿਛੋੜੇ ਦਾ ਦਰਦ ਸੀ। ਬੇਸ਼ੱਕ ਉਹ ਮਾਲਕ ਰੂਪ ਹੋ ਗਏ ਸੀਗੇ, ਫਿਰ ਉਦੇ ਕਰਕੇ ਸੰਤ ਉਸ ਮਹਾਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਵਿਛੋੜਾ ਹੀ ਮਹਿਸੂਸ ਕਰਦੇ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ।
ਆਈ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਸਿੰਗ ਦ ਭਜਨਸ ਇਨ ਫਰੰਟ ਆਫ ਬਿਲਵਡ ਲਾਰਡ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ, and whenever I would sing, he would listen to the bhajans very attentively, and many times he would even have tears in his eyes, because even though he was almighty, he had become the form of the Almighty One, but still he had so much love for his master, and he had this pain of separation in him. Even though he was one with his master, he was one with Almighty Lord, but still physically he was separated from him, and that is why many times in the pain of the separation he would shed the tears.
ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਧਨੀ ਆਦਮੀ ਤਨ ਦੀ ਕਦਰ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਹੋਰ ਵੀ ਢੂੰਡਦਾ ਹੈ, ਇਕੱਠਾ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਮਿਹਨਤ ਕਰਨ ਉਹ ਸਾਰੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਹਟਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ। ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਨਿਰਧਨ ਲੋਕ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਦਿਲ ਅੰਦਰ ਇੰਨੀ ਧਨ ਦੀ ਕਦਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦੀ। ਜਦ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਫਜ਼ੂਲ ਹੀ ਖਰਚਿਆਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਲਾ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ। ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਇਹ ਹੀ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਹਿਣਾ ਕਿ ਸਾਡੀ ਤਾਂ ਇਹੀ ਹਾਲਤ ਰਹਿੰਦੀ ਹੈ। ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਮਨਮੁੱਖ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਦੀ ਕਦਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਜੀ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਦੀ ਬੜੀ ਕਦਰ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਬੜੀ ਦਿਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਉਹਦੀ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ। ਉਹ ਪਿਆਸਾ ਹੀ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਪਪੀਹਾ ਪਿਆਸੀ ਬੂੰਦ ਦਾ ਪਿਆਸਾ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਆਪਣੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਦਾ ਉਹ ਪਿਆਸਾ ਹੀ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹਦੇ ਦਿਲ ਅੰਦਰ ਬੜੀ ਤੜਫ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ।
As a wealthy person appreciates the wealth, and he does not hesitate in working very hard to collect more wealth, even though he may be very wealthy, but still he always goes on thinking of how to increase his wealth, and he always appreciates it, he always protects it. But when a poor person gets some amount of wealth, he does not appreciate it, and he just wastes it or misuses it, saying that his condition is always going to be like that, he is always going to be poor, so why worry about collecting and why worry about taking good care of the wealth. Such is the condition of the manmukhs also. The manmukhs do not appreciate the love of the master, that is why they do not crave for it, they do not yearn for it, and that is why they do not collect the love of the master. Whereas the gurumukh or the perfect ones, they always yearn for the love of the master, and they always crave and they always want to develop more love for their master in their within. And just like the rainbird always yearns for the swati drop, the raindrop, in the same way, such guru mukhs are the perfect ones, they always yearn for the love of their master.
Guru Ramdas de andar apne guru waste kitni tadap hai, koi aan milave mera pritam pyara ho tis paya bachai. मैं अपने आप वेचन तैयार है, वह करने तैयार है, अगर उस प्रीतम प्यारे किसी ने वास्ते भी कोई आके मिला दे।
यू सी हाउ मच यर्निंग एंड लव गुरु रामदास जी हैड फॉर हिज मास्टर इन हिज भजन इन हिज राइटिंग ही हैज सेड दैट इफ समवन वुड कम एंड मेक मी मीट माय बिलोवर्ड लॉर्ड आई एम रेडी टू सैक्रीफाइस माई सेल्फ आई एम रेडी टू सेल माई सेल्फ फॉर दैट डियर वन इफ समवन कम्स एंड मेक इट पॉसिबल फॉर मी टू हैव द दर्शन ऑफ माई बिलोवर्ड इवन फॉर वन मोमेंट आई एम रेडी टू सैक्रीफाइस माई सेल्फ फॉर हिम।
मैं दसदा हूं कि संत मत कोई परियां दी कहानियां नहीं होंदियां, एक सच्चाई ते ही आधारित होंदा है। सच्चाई ठोस है, वो सच्चाई है जेड़ी आज रात को तुरी आउंदी है, अगे भी इस सच्चाई में रहना है।
Often I have said that Sant Mat is not a fairy tale, it is a reality. And it is a very solid reality which has been here since a very long time, since the beginning of this creation, and in the future also it is going to remain.
Maharaj Sabana Singh Ji, under Guru de Darada, Dhyan hai, pata hai, ke jado Guru Sroop Ji, vidyai karde hai, humde apne sasanga de vich, halaanke lakho aadmi, ona nu mannan wale san, ona de naam lewa san, फिर भी उन्होंने गला रुकदा सीगा, अखां भर जांदियां सन।
मास्टर सावन सिंह हैज द नॉलेज ऑफ द इंपॉर्टेंस ऑफ द इनर फॉर्म ऑफ द मास्टर, ही हैज सो मच एप्रिशिएशन फॉर हिज मास्टर दैट इवन दो ही हैड थाउजेंड्स ऑफ फॉलोवर्स बट स्टिल वेन एवर ही वुड टॉक अबाउट द फॉर्म ऑफ द मास्टर इन सत्संग हिज वॉइस वुड चोक एंड द टीयर्स वुड स्टार्ट रोलिंग इन हिज आईज वेन एवर ही यूज्ड टू टॉक अबाउट हिज मास्टर।
यही हालत महाराज कृपाल जी देखने में मिलती थी, बहुत सारे प्रेमियों ने पता ही है कि उन्होंने दिल अंदर आपके गुरु वास्ते कितना तड़प और कितना दर्द सीगा।
द सेम कंडीशन वॉज ऑफ मास्टर कृपाल सिंह, दोज हु हैव सीन हिम इन दैट कंडीशन दे नो दैट हाउ मच लव अफेक्शन हाउ मच यर्निंग एंड हाउ मच पेन ऑफ सेपरेशन ही हैज फॉर हिज मास्टर।
अंदर जाके पता लगता है कि वह किड्डा वड्डा शाह है, वह किड्डा वड्डा दाता है, लेकिन असी किन्ने रूहानियत दिवालियापन कढ़ी फिरते हुए हैं, वह किस तरह मंगत्या दी चोरियां भर दिंदा है।
ओनली आफ्टर गोइंग विद इन वी कम टू नो दैट हाउ बिग हाउ ग्रेट एम्परर हाउ ग्रेट डोनर ही इज एंड वी पीपल आर बैंकक्रप्ट इन द स्पिरिचुअलिटी but he is the one who fills up the bags of the beggars.
Andar ja ke hi pata lagda hai ke sade janma din matran de kinne ke pede khote karm kite hunde ne assi ki ki karke aaye hain us vele guru di qadar hundi hai guru da pata lagda hai ke guru sanu kitne mailiyan nu kitne buriyan nu chhati naal la ke laaya hai फिर यह भी पता लगता है कि गुरु के दिल अंदर साडे वास्ते सा ना यही विचार उठते होंगे है कि मैं किमें ना किमें अपने प्यारियां नूं अंदर लै जावां। वो चाहता है कि जिस तरह हवाई जहाज उडारी मारदा है आपदे सजना नूं लैके, इस तरह उहदे भी दिल च ऐसे ही हुंदा है कि यह भी मेरे जीवन काल अंदर इस नाम के जहाज विच बैठ जान, मैं भी इन्हां नूं लेके अंदर आपदे गुरु दे देश चला जावां, सचखंड विच लै जावां।
ओनली आफ्टर गोइंग विद इन वी कम टू रियलाइज दैट वॉट वी हैव डन इन अवर पास्ट लाइफ टाइम्स एंड वॉट वी रियली आर एंड हाउ मेनी सिंस वी हैव डन एंड हाउ मच डर्टी वी आर। ओनली आफ्टर गोइंग विद इन वी कम टू रियलाइज दैट हाउ अवर बिलवर्ड मास्टर हैड सो मच सिंपथी फॉर अस एंड हाउ ही हैड एम्ब्रेस्ड वी द डर्टी वंस lovingly he had embraced us and he had brought us in the within, and only after going in the within we come to know that what we were, and it was only because of the grace of the master that we came within and we were brought only because of our master. When we go within then we come to realize that how with his every single breath master used to think about our betterment, about cleaning us, and how we were making ourselves dirty, and still he embraced us, we the dirty ones. And then we also come to realize that just like when the plane takes off, the pilot wants to take everybody in the plane, In the same way, the Master always wants that all his disciples should come in his plane of Nam, and he should also take off with all his disciples, with all his souls, and take them to his real home, Sachkhand. He always yearns for that, and he always wishes for all his disciples that while he is still in the physical body, all his disciples should come to him so that he may take them to his real home, Sachkhand.
ਸਾਡੇ ਹਨ ਉਸ ਕੁੱਕੜੀ ਦੇ ਅੰਡਿਆਂ ਜੈਸੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਿਹਨੂੰ ਵਾਰ ਵਾਰ ਕੁੱਕੜੀ ਆਪਣੇ ਪਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਥੱਲੇ ਕਰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਲਿਖ ਦੇਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਮੈਂ ਬੱਚੇ ਅੱਛੇ ਤਾਕਤਵਰ ਕੱਢਾਂ, ਤੰਦਰੁਸਤ ਕੱਢਾਂ। ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਹ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਆਂਡਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਵਾਰ ਵਾਰ ਰੁੜ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਫਿਰ ਨੇੜੇ ਕਰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਇੱਕ ਨੂੰ ਨੇੜੇ ਕਰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਦੂਸਰਾ ਰੁੜ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਇਹੀ ਆਲਸ ਸਾਡੀ ਹੈ। ਹਾਲਾਂਕਿ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅਗਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਆਪਦੇ ਮਨ ਦੀਆਂ ਬਾਗਾਂ ਖੁੱਲੀਆਂ ਛੱਡਾਂਗੇ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ 'ਚ ਪਟਕਾਏਗਾ। ਪਟਕਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੀ ਹੈ, ਉਹਨੂੰ ਖੁਦ ਨੂੰ ਚੈਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦੀ, ਖੁਦ ਹੀ ਉਹਦੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਬੁਰਾ ਅਸਰ ਪੈ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ।
Our condition is like the condition of those eggs of the hen, for whom the hen thinks so good, and she always tries to bring all the eggs together so that she can hatch them. But some of the eggs, they roll down and they go away, and again she brings them close to her, and in that way she takes care of the eggs. Our condition is also like those eggs. We always try to go away from the Master. Again, Master showers grace upon us and he brings us close to him, and once again we roll down in this world. And this continues. Master always wants and he always tries to keep us under his wings, but we always tend to lose and we always tend to go astray. Even though we know that if we will leave our mind free and open, he will lead us astray, he will make us the wandering ones in this world. And you know that if we have wandered away in this world, if we have gone astray, even for once, all our life becomes bitter and we do not enjoy it.
ਸਿੱਖਿਆ ਦਿੱਤੀ, ਉਹਦਾ ਮਤਲਬ ਇਹ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਸੋਚੀਏ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਕਿੰਨਾ ਸੁਨਹਿਰੀ ਮੌਕਾ ਤੰਦਰੁਸਤੀ ਦਾ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਹੈ, ਇਨਸਾਨੀ ਜਾਮੇ ਦਾ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਹੈ, ਔਰ ਦਿਆਲੂ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਚਰਨਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੈਠਣ ਦਾ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਹੈ, ਔਰ ਉਹ ਤੋਂ ਕਰਨ ਨੂੰ ਜਾਣ ਦਾ, ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਨੂੰ ਜਾਣ ਦਾ ਰਸਤਾ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ। ਹੁਣ ਅਸੀਂ ਖਿੜਕੀਏ ਨਾ, ਬਲਕਿ ਮਜ਼ਬੂਤ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਉਸ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਬੇੜੇ ਨੂੰ ਪਕੜੀ ਰੱਖੀਏ, ਉਸ ਤੇ ਚੜੀ ਰੱਖੀਏ, ਕਿਆ ਰੋਜ਼ ਰੋਜ਼ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰੀਏ, ਆਪਦੇ ਜੀਵਨ ਨੂੰ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਬਣਾਈਏ।
Our beloved master gave us this very beautiful form of keeping the diary. The only purpose of that was that we may realize that how much golden opportunity we have been given, this human body. And furthermore, God Almighty has showered so much grace upon us and he has given us this now. And this is an opportunity which we can use, which we can utilize in going back to our real home. And he has given us this good health, this good body, and how much time he has given us to do the devotion. We should not wander away in this world. We should not go astray in this world. We should take advantage of every available time, every possible minute. We should do our bhajan and simran so that we may go back to our real home.
Our closing bhajan is a bhajan of Swamiji Maharaj on page 282. O Satguru, take my boat across. I am drowning in the stream of this world. No one else can take me out of it. Bring the drowned boat to the shore. O friend, do not lose your heart. I shall show you both the ends of this world. I will make your attention climb up the stream. In the company of the Shabd, I'll take you across. Keep the Master within your heart. Listen to the melody of Nam within. Again and again the waves erupt, and the limitless whirlpools are created. With his grace, I have reached Daswandwar. Radhaswami has taken me across. O Satguru, take my boat across. I am drowning in the stream of this world. A bhajan on page 282.
Look how meri naya Satguru par Lagao meri naya Satguru par Nei bahi jata jagde dar Nei bahi jata jagde dar Jagde dar jagde dar Lagao meri naya Satguru par Lagao meri naya Satguru par Tum bin nahi ko kadiyar Tum bin nahi ko kadiyar Lagado dubi ke pakinar Ke pakinar, ke pakinar Lagao meri naya Satguru par Lagao meri naya Satguru par Saheli mat tu man me har Saheli mat tu man me har Dikaun jag ka vare or par Vare or par Vare or par Lagao meri naya Satguru par Lagao meri naya Satguru par Chadun surat ulti dar Chadun surat ulti dar Shabad sang ke utarun para Utarun para, utarun para Lagao meri naya Satguru para Lagao meri naya Satguru para Guru ko darle hiye man jar Guru ko darle hiye man jar Namaduna gatme suna janakara Suna janakara suna janakara Lagao meri naya Satguru par Lagao meri naya Satguru par Tarange utti baram bar Tarange utti baram bar Banwarja bat padte bahuta par Bahuta par bahuta par Lagao meri naya Satguru par Lagao meri naya Satguru par Mehar se paunchi dasavan dwara Mehar se paunchi dasavan dwara Radha Swami Dina Pare Utara Pare Utara Pare Utara Lagao meri naya Satguru para Lagao meri naya Satguru para Me bahi jata jagde dar Me bahi jata jagde dar Jagde dar, jagde dar Lagao Merinaya Satguru Pada. Lagao Merinaya Satguru Pada.
O Satguru, take my boat across. I am drowning in the stream of this world. May God continue to bless us all.